You're very welcome back to The Spin Home on this St. Patrick's Day. Now, an array of guests joining me on the show today. Delighted to introduce my next guest to you, who back, well, some months ago now at this stage, the new Local Hero Award, part of Irish Music Month that ran across 21 IBI radio stations, including ourselves, and in conjunction, a partnership with Hot Press right across the country, supported by Commissioner and the Man, as well as Live Nation, IMRO, RIAAP, and Ticketmaster, and of course, garnering praise from the President himself, Michael D. Higgins. Callum Agnew was the winner of the overall competition itself, and he joins me on the phone. Callum, good afternoon to you and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure and I'm delighted to have you here. But listen, first things and foremost, congratulations on that win back in, it was October, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was in October, the beginning of October. The Local Heroes competition. Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
And tell me, how did you get involved? How long had you been in music prior to that?
Well, I wrote my first song when I was 9. And, since then, I've kind of just been working on my craft and making sure I write better music each year. But I think the things I wrote at 9 are very much different to what I'm writing now. But it's been a journey since then. But I decided to enter the competition through my local radio show, LMFM.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to get to the final and have my full band there. So it was just an incredible experience.
And that was like in the Academy. I mean, it's a great setup. I love the Academy because it's perfect for a gig like this. But I mean, you know, on the night, what was the feeling? And I don't mean this in any way wrong. Was that one of the biggest crowds or one of the biggest venues you'd played to date, or had you played bigger than that prior to it?
Oh, it was definitely one of the biggest venues I've played. Like, the Academy is such a renowned venue in Dublin City and all of Ireland. So it was just an honour to actually be playing on that stage. But it was an amazing feeling. Like, the buzz for the whole day was great. Every one of the artists who got to the short list of 20 had mentoring sessions throughout the whole morning. Mm. And they're all so supportive. And it was great just to be around other artists, you know, doing the same thing. So it was amazing.
And tell me, look, you know, after that, then what was the next thing that happened? What took place for you after you were announced as the winner of the Irish Music Hot Press, our new local hero? What was the next thing that they did and that you did straight after that?
The next thing I did straight after that was get a drink, a celebratory drink. That's the first thing I did. And then I went home to bed because I actually had a meeting with RubyWorks the very next morning,
right.
Just to talk about the future of the single and what we were going to do. So it was a very interesting process, and we recorded in Camden Studios in January, and I of course released the single last Friday, or 2 Fridays ago. So it was I'm just really happy to have it out.
Like, it's a beautiful single. Tell me a little bit about more the single anymore, because we haven't played it here on The Spin Home and across the station at WLR. Tell me the premise behind the lyrics and behind the song.
So I wrote this song. It's pretty much your typical heartbreak song, I guess.
Yep.
You know, I moved to London for my gap year when I was 18, just for the year.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with someone, and obviously it didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. I wrote this song when I got home, and I was just accepting the fact that I was infatuated with the person. And, you know, it's that kind of acceptance you have for yourself when you say to yourself, like, I don't love you anymore. It could just be as simple as that. So that's really the message of the song.
And look, as they say, firstly, a tried and tested, for lyrics for a song, putting it together that way. But when you take it from your own personal, you know, let's say heartbreak, or your own personal, things that happen itself, like, it means a lot more to you, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it does. Like, obviously, I know a lot of artists would relate to the fact that sometimes what you feel cannot be put out in actual conversational words, but being able to put it down in writing and melody and conveying a true melody as well, like, that's what really helps me. But I'm glad, my aim for the song was, you know, as an overall message for myself, but hoping that other people can relate to the song too.
And what's next? I mean, you're obviously constantly writing, are you? What's coming up from you next?
Yeah.
I know the single is only out, but you're obviously planning ahead.
Yeah, like, I'm hoping to release a debut EP later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly writing away, writing songs all the time. I'm going to do a headline show very, very soon, and that's being announced very, very soon as well.
Brilliant.
But yeah, they're the kind of plans in the works. Hopefully, you might see me at one or two festivals during the summer, fingers crossed,
I
you
was
know.
just going to ask you because the festival circuit is just so, you know, it's alive and well, you know, this year, you know, and the last
Yeah.
couple of years. But I mean, are you a festival goer yourself, Callum?
I am a festival goer. I love going to festivals. It like there's nothing that speaks summer more than going to a festival. But being able to play at them too would be an absolute honor.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just kind of cross my fingers over the next 1 or 2 months,
Please
things
God.
might line up and I might get even the smallest stage somewhere. I'd be happy.
But this is the thing. I mean, there's a big draw in this country for homegrown music, and as there always has been, but with the festival circuit, it means even more, and it's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like we have such a huge, huge amount of musicians and talented musicians in this country, and I think that's credit to, you know, festivals being able to showcase our Irish artists as well from the get-go. And I think that really benefits, you know, because I think the live industry will always be doing well in music. Everyone will always want to see live music, so being able to see that in a festival setting is great as well.
Absolutely. My guest on the show today for St. Patrick's Day is Callum Agnew, winner of the Irish Music Month New Local Hero Award. Now, Callum, if you could give any words of advice to anybody listening, to upcoming or budding musicians already there in around the Waterford City and County area and beyond, what kind of advice would you give them for what you did and how you got to where you got to in the competition and of course, winning it?
I think I would honestly just say never give up. As cliche as that is, never give up, because you know I've been doing this since I was 9, and I'm nowhere near as where I really, really dream to be. But it's just baby steps, you know. Like every take something positive out of every achievement, and every letdown, there's a positive outcome from it. Just keep going, keep writing, keep working on your craft. I'm going to keep working on my craft. I'm going to keep doing the same. We're all so supportive of young Irish artists. Everyone should be supportive of each other. So once we have each other's backs, we're unstoppable.
Absolutely, absolutely, and great words of advice. I got to ask you because I ask quite a lot of guests on the show, especially that are involved in music. If you could collaborate, and this can be anybody, if you could collaborate with anybody in the world, who would it be and why?
Oh my God. I
It's a
think, right,
toughie, isn't
this is a tough one because
it?
there's a few dead or alive.
Dead or alive? Let's go for it. Yeah, dead or alive? Let's go
Okay,
for
you know,
it.
so like I honestly, it breaks my heart that there is no opportunity for me to collab with Amy Winehouse someday because
Right.
that would be my absolute dream. But there's so many Irish artists as well I'd like to collaborate, like C-Mad, Hozier, and but I think my dream would be Lana Del Rey, as she's a big inspiration for me.
Right.
Her album Ultra Violence is my favorite album of all time, so that would be it.
That's your
Yeah,
soundtrack album, is it?
that's my soundtrack
Yeah.
album.
And I
Yeah.
tell you something, a great choice of an album, in fairness, it really is. But you know, it's funny because you know, as things go on, suddenly these opportunities arise and doors open and suddenly you're going, oh, hello, Lana, what are we singing today?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
You know, I
fantastic?
might just see her walking down the street and be like, oh, let's do a little collab, like, please. Like
A fella on the radio said I was
Yeah, John
to
said,
ask you.
yeah,
John
sorry.
said it, yeah. But listen, look, how do people follow you on social media? Because I know you're probably all over that at the moment. How do people follow you?
So my social media is Callum Agnew Music, on all platforms, and TikTok is Callum Agnew. And I actually just have to plug myself now. I forgot that I've actually just announced my headline gig
Right.
for May 8th, in Whelan's upstairs, and the tickets are on sale now. So if you're around, if you want to come hear live music, please buy those tickets.
Fantastic. Listen, and Whelan's, what a venue. I'm delighted for you. Listen, will you do me a
Thanks.
favor? If you're down around the
Yeah.
Waterford area, will you pop in and say hello to us and have a
I
proper chat in
will
the studio?
100%. Excellent. I'd love to.
And we'll get you singing a few tunes as well, because listen, I'm delighted first because it is such a great competition, the New Local Hero Award, as part of Irish Music Month every October for the last number of years. It's such a great competition, and the recognition it gives to people who work like yourself and everybody that entered into it. You know, you work so hard, you don't just do this on a whim, and as you said, you're at it now since you're nine, and it's just to get that recognition and to get the single played across the 21 IBI radio stations and God knows where else after that, onto the musical and the festival circuit itself. And look, I wish you every success. Break a leg, as they say, but I wish you every success, Callum, and it's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. And hopefully we will get that chat in studio soon.
Absolutely. I insist upon it. I really do. Listen, enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day, my friend. And thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.